Hello and welcome back to another night of Shir. I always say I cannot replace for Mordechai Plotzker, but I will be giving Shir in his stead. We are learning Lila Nishmas, Chayim Boaz Ben Zabel, Pearl Bas Pinchas, Mir Lila Bas Aaron, Chava Esther Bas Avraham, Amin Neshama HaMeliah. We are learning Refuah Shleima for all those who are sick. May our Shir be a schus for their Refuah Shleima. We are learning for them and davening for them. We hope they have Refuah Shleima. May it sure be a schutz for Eretz Yisrael and for Kol Yisrael. I decided to do was go to this week's Parshas, Parshas Vayakel. And in Parshas Vayakel, Moshe gathers the entire people and he starts to talk about Shabbos. And what does he say? Los tivar esh v'chol mishvaseche v'yom haShabbos. You shall not kindle fire in any of your dwellings on the Shabbos day. So what does that mean? So the Rashi picks up, and the article sort of picks up on it. It's I think it's Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Ayin, is Rashi quotes. It's discussed there with the article sort of talking about it. And that's specifically the there's an Avera, a Malacha, to kindle fire. That is the Havara on Shabbos, the light of fire on Shabbos. And it's discussed in the Gemara. So why that was singled out? After all, if there are 39 halachos, so why was that one singled out? And there's actually a discussion on that. That is always how I understood the pasuk. That is referring to havara, burning, the lighting of fire on Shabbos. But I found another pshat, another chiddush in the pasuk that is actually halacha, very much a halacha that I never knew. I had heard this in the name of the Baal Eim Star, those who like to sort of give a drasha on the pasuk, and I never really heard the source, but I actually found something that is very much halachic that I could understand how they got to it and what's based on. So I'm going to be reading from the Sefer Achinuch, which I have said before is based on the Rambam, and he quotes. There's actually a mitzvah in this week's parsha, and it's actually not Shabbos. It is one mitzvah, Shol Yasu Bezdin Mishpat Moves B'Shabbos. And the Bezdin does not have a sentencing of death on Shabbos. And so that is the mitzvah of Parshas Vayakel. Vayakel Moshe Yeshba Mitzvah Sol Sasechaz. Vayakel is one, or Saseh, Vehi Shol Yasu Adayanin Dinin B'Shabbos. And that is that the judges don't judge on Shabbos. I did not know that. Klomar, Kip Shemish, and is Chayav Misa Bebezdin, Loli Misu B'Shabbos. That is anybody who's Chayav Misa in Bezdin, they don't put them to death on Shabbos. Shenemar, Losev Aresh, B'chol V'Shvasechem, Yom HaShabbos. Because it says, you do not kindle a fire on your dwellings on Shabbos. Uba perish alav bazeh, and it comes to explain. And he quotes the Gemara Yevamah Mustaf Vav on his base. Shloish Shifu Bezdin Shabbos Mishen is Chayav Sreifa. That Bezdin does not give Sreifa on Shabbos. So who I did with Shar Misos, and this applies to the other Misos. So Shkila Sreifa Herig Lechemek. The Yeshuan will draw some men down with that, and this is what they like to darshan from it. Share legufe enot tzarich, the full itself, we don't need it. She harek tvar ksib b'makamacha olsa secha mocha, because it already says that you shouldn't do any mocha. So in other words, it's not that you shouldn't do any mocha, because we already have that. The avara tzarich mochihi, and avara, kindling, is already for the need of mocha. Elo l'hamim inya b'shnei atzmo niktav. Rather teaches you this idea, Operishu Bo Shabo Lamed as Zeshamarnu. And it's coming to teach what we explained. Lechem Vashona Mechilta. This is what the Mechilta says. Shalosim Arish, Srefa Mechal Hayasav Yasu Lamed as Zeshamarnu. Srefa is included in this, and it's coming to teach us what we said. Ma Srefa Miyuchedes. Just like Sreifa is singled out, Shehi Achas Misas Bezdin, one of the Misas Bezdin, Eodochet Shabbos, and does not push off Shabbos. That is, you don't give somebody Sreifa on Shabbos. Achos Shar Misas Bezdin, only to push Shabbos. So to all the other Misas Bezdin, you don't give on Shabbos. Soon calls then, Shalaman of the Pasik Zen. All this we learn from this Pasik. Yesh Madrosh Po, Masha Dershu Po, Ode Gamkin. And there are those who darshan something else, which I mentioned before. Havara Chalik Yasa. the Havara is to it's something different. Something that does many Allah's malachas in one shot without knowing it. He's on every single malacha of itself. So a different halacha, that is, if you do a bunch of Allah's malachos, you're chayiv on each. Without knowing it. I don't think you're chayiv for each time doing it, but I think that will be chayiv for each av. We wanted to name Ma'arava, and we wanted to say that in the West, that I think Ma'arava is the West in Yerushalayim, and in fact, actually, this he quotes the Yerushalmi Sanhedrin, Perek Vav Halachavav, Amram B'chol Mishol Sechem, and says B'chol Mishol Sechem, Rebbe Eloi B'shem, Rebbe Yanai, Rebbe Eloi says the name of Yanai, Yikan Lobate Dim Mishol Yu Dan B'Shabbos. There we learn that the Bez does not judge on Shabbos. So just real quick, what is this trying to say? We'll see about Reish. What is really the Pshat according to the Rambam, according to some Gemaras, I think it's Yavamas and Yerushalmi, that the Rambam Paskins and Sefer Achinach brings it down, that when it says, Lo Sivar Reish B'chol Mishol Sechem, means you shouldn't kindle a fire, it means you shouldn't give somebody Srefa. If somebody Chaz Shalom is Chai Srefa, which we won't talk about for now, it could either be, we won't talk about it for now, Lo Sivar Reish B'chol Mishol Sechem. You don't give Srefa on Shabbos. And just like you don't give Sreif on Shabbos, you don't give the other Misos on Shabbos as well. That is how the Rambam Paskins, based on Gemara, Mishar Sheh Mitzvah, the root of Mitzvah. Why is it that Bezdin does not give Misa on Shabbos? And it would appear, as far as I can tell, they don't adjudicate on Shabbos. So if I guess if they don't give, they're not giving Misa, so they also probably, I imagine they don't adjudicate in many cases as well as Malchus. Mishar Sheh Mitzvah, I think the Chiddush is for Misa because it's the Chayav Misa, so you shouldn't carry it out. You shouldn't wait it out. So you might think that maybe the Misa should be Dochah Shabbos. So the Mitzvah comes to tell you, no, yeah, actually, you can't even adjudicate Misa on Shabbos. Can't even do that. Shrasha Mitzvah, what's the rule of Mitzvah? Shrasha Shalom Chabe Yom Azden Shinim Subo Menucha HaKol. Oh, so what does the Sefer HaChinuch say? Hashem wanted to honor the day, and he wanted to have complete Menucha, complete rest. So when it says in the Pasuk, the 6 days you shall work, and then the seventh you shall rest, it means complete rest. Gam HaKol Tim HaChayavim. Even sinners and those who are chayiv misa and chayiv in general. Marshal will say like, "Well, now they'll shekara the name of Dina Yom Echad Lasuda." So imagine a parable of a great king that called all the countrymen for a day of feast. Shemim Moneh Pesach Mikol Adam. That the doorway was not withheld from anybody. I mean, everybody was able to come. And after the suda, then he would carry out a din. So, right, in other words, if a king made a great feast, so they would want everybody to come. And for those that don't behave properly, okay, so take care of them after the feast, but not during the feast. That's the same thing with Shabbos. Hanazar and Shashem, Baruch Hu Sivan, Kanish, Shalchabin, Yom Shabbos, Tavasin, Zakosin, Mashak Staff, Tulamah, Abigam, Zeh Gam, Kain, Kodel, Shel Yom Ho. Hashem commanded us to honor, to sanctify and honor Shabbos for our God and for our merit, as I have written. So, what is the saying? That that on Shabbos it's a special time. Although all the time it's always a good time for Shalom, but it seems that even especially on Shabbos, when it's a day of Kedusha, it's a day of family time, and I do encourage my rabbis always did encourage family time to be able to talk. It's a day that you get together on a very rational understanding of it. That could be a time of chasham, of fighting, lo sivar reish. The Bali must say lo sivar reish means don't make trouble. And as a friend of mine once said, Shabbat Shalom means not just good Shabbos, but a peaceful Shabbos. And that's what seems to be saying, that you don't even carry out Misa on Shabbos, because we want to have a peaceful Shabbos, even the sinners, even those that don't do the right thing. It's something that's, I think, very relevant to us. and that people sometimes Chas v'Shalom Shabbos comes and people disagree and they have a little bit heated. It's okay to discuss things or whatever, but as long as it's pertinent to Shabbos regarding halachos. But the idea is that you shouldn't have a fight on Shabbos. You shouldn't get all worked up. You shouldn't try to. It's a little silvar reish. Another way of reading the Bali Musa reading it is don't kindle a fire. I mean, don't make trouble on Shabbos. You shouldn't make trouble any day, especially on Shabbos, the day of the Menucha. Shabbat Shalom. You should have a peaceful Shabbos. It's not a time to make trouble. I mean, we never want to make trouble, but you should try your best really to really make peace on Shabbos, because that's what Hashem wants. Hashem specifically wants peace on Shabbos, so much so that if a person is high as Isa, you don't even do it on Shabbos. So we know that the Mishkan doesn't supersede Shabbos, and not even Nisa's Bezdin supersedes on Shabbos. It's my hope that when it comes to Shabbos, and I guess by extension Yom Tov and other Chagim like that, that we should constantly have a peace, we should constantly be getting along, because that's what we need in Kol Yisrael, especially when it comes to times of Kedusha. This is very nice, and wishing everybody brachah, tzachah, and learning. Live Torah, learn Torah, love Torah. Have a wonderful night. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.